Sometimes words just ain't words, TJ.
Uh-huh.
They cut so deeply into the fabric that holds our society together that law enforcement is forced to arrest you for saying bad words.
Like, oh, here we go.
You're destroying a society, TJ. You are
destroying
the glue
moral
that binds us
society.
All together is being cut and frayed.
The moral
by people
fabric of society.
Who are using naughty words. These are people being arrested for cursing.
Live, local, from WPTV, this is News Channel 5 at 5:30. Local coverage you can count on.
Right now, a Treasure Coast family is fuming after their teen is arrested for cursing in public. Good evening. I'm Michael Williams.
I'm Shannon Kagan for Kelly Dunn. He allegedly swore.
That's not a crime.
No. There's not, no. There was no victim.
Yes, there was.
Oh, well,
watch the story.
St. Lucie Park, and police say the foul language is against the law there.
No, it's
News
not.
Channel 5's Ricky Klaus is part of the
The police are wrong.
On the Treasure Coast. She is live.
All right, so I'm going to prove that wrong real quick. Let me just do that.
You're not in St. Lucie County, so it doesn't matter. It's illegal in St. Lucie County.
You're not going to prove anything wrong, TJ.
Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances.
It's disorderly conduct, TJ.
The part that you want to pay attention to is or abridging the freedom of speech.
You are disturbing the peace, TJ. You are disturbing the peace.
Oh.
At that park tonight for us to fill us in, Ricky.
Kelly Michael, this teen's dad is calling this a case of selective enforcement. Police are calling what happened here at McChesney Park unacceptable.
I agree. Unacceptable.
I agree. It is unacceptable. It's unacceptable that someone was arrested for saying words you don't like.
Steve Pierce is not proud of what his child did, but he says it was.
What a pussy! If I was his dad,
I'm not proud of what he did.
I'd be like, fuck this system, fucking arrest me too, faggots. Fuck you.
And criminal.
The office arresting officers
are pieces of shit.
Actions were just as abhorrent as the language used by my son.
No,
they were
not
way more
just
abhorrent.
As abhorrent. They were 10,000 billion times more abhorrent.
Pierce's 15-year-old son was sitting with friends under a tree at Port St. Lucie's McChesney.
Oh my God, society could collapse. Cursing with his friends under a tree?
How dare he?
Police say it appeared he was singing along with an MP3 player. Ugh. Then, all of a sudden, he screamed out two curse words and a racial slur.
We reserve arrest as the last resort. But in this,
it's the last resort, huh?
It shouldn't even be a resort.
Look, he was forced to.
Be made.
A parks officer says there were children on
playground.
Oh no!
Think of the children.
Citing a St. Lucie County ordinance.
And those children are all going to grow up to be serial killers now because
don't you know
heard
a child's head
words.
Explodes if they hear
it
fuck?
It says no person shall engage in insulting or indecent language or behavior that breaches public peace.
I have a big problem with criminalizing a 15-year-old boy over a mistake. That wasn't directed.
Peace. Wasn't even a mistake.
An animosity.
Pierce says criminalizing language is a slippery slope. Port St. Lucie Police Chief John.
No, it's not a slippery slope. You're already at the end result of the slope. When you're arresting someone for language, it's not like a slippery slope that's leading somewhere worse. It already is the bad thing. You're already there.
Well, it's just insane. I mean, yeah, obviously.
This is like the biggest fucking shoot.
I mean,
ladders,
look,
it's what
fucking,
that is.
It's maybe in poor taste to do it around kids, but it shouldn't be illegal. That's the worst. That's the worst thing I can say about it.
I don't think you get to legislate taste,
and that's how I feel too. I mean, I don't think it's right.
Well,
to
you do in Port St. Lucie.
When I found this video, I will say this too. I was hoping like, this is an isolated incident. This didn't happen again. I'll play the next video to you.
Next video.
So this is actually in Australia. This is Sydney, Australia.
Good night.
So it happens all over the world. In case
Crikey.
You're wondering.
Crikey. Shrimp on the barbie.
This guy's walking around.
This is a knife. All right, I've exhausted all my references now.
I'm not even gonna
I haven't. Foster's Australian for beer. All right, now I have.
Okay, now you got it.
What are you up to?
None of your business.
None of my business?
This guy's awesome.
Why are you stopping?
Why am I stopping you?
Yeah.
What are you doing here?
None of your fucking business.
Yeah, mate, that's an offence, alright? My name's Councillor Richie, under arrest at the moment for offensive language, okay?
Under arrest for offensive language?
Just
said fuck to a cop.
What's your problem?
Offensive language.
Why are you stopping?
I'm not entitled to stop anyone, I want to have a chat.
Well, I don't want to have a chat with you.
Okay, we're at the moment, you're under arrest, so you're not free to leave.
Are you freaking kidding me?
No, I'm not. What's with the attitude?
You're the one with the attitude, faggot.
Yeah, seriously, did he walk up to you and say some shit?
Yeah, if he,
I hate these fucking pigs that instigate this bullshit and then fucking turn around and act like it was you.
Some little 12-year-old fucking cop comes
offensive
up to you.
Offensive language, dude. Come on, offensive language.
What you doing here, mate? What are you doing walking down the street? Why are you walking down the street, mate?
It's not like he's in someone's yard or trying to break into someone's window.
Isn't there a crime to be solved somewhere? Apparently, don't you got something to fucking do other than harass a dude walking down the fucking street?
I thought Australians were supposed to be tough. Why does this cop look like a little pussy bitch?
Yeah, I know, dude.
Just smack him in his little face.
He looks like 12.
Just chill out. I am
just chill out, mate.
I'm not chill, mate. You fucking worked up. Just chill out.
You can. Oh, he
wait
can
a
curse, though.
Oh, so he's under arrest because you can say fucking worked up. Okay, cool. You got a different set of rules.
I'm under arrest for using offensive language, and now you're using offensive language?
Yeah, arrest himself, dude.
Go arrest yourself,
okay? A generally ordinary citizen is happy to talk to police. Give us their details.
What? No? What? No? Okay.
Show
Why?
Me your papers. Where are your papers?
This is not an area generally where people walk through.
Okay.
Don't make me drag you to the kangaroo court, mate.
Everything's unusual for you guys. Oh, you got your hoodie on.
People don't generally walk through this area.
That exactly goes towards our reasonable suspicion, okay? Exactly what you said.
Reasonable suspicion? You're walking around.
You know how this works?
You can't be walking around here, mate.
And we form that reasonable suspicion, okay?
No, not okay. It makes no sense.
Okay, don't see where we're coming from. We're just here.
I don't care about where you're coming from, pal.
Okay. Don't call me pal.
Pal.
I call you whatever
on,
he wants.
Pal, what are you gonna do, pal?
Don't call me pal.
What's your problem?
You're my
What's
problem.
Yours?
What's your problem?
You're just walking Adolf along Hitler doing fanboy? Nothing, and you're hassling him.
Sorry, what did you just call me?
Adolf Hitler fanboy.
Why am I an Adolf Hitler fanboy? You're a Nazi. Why am I not?
You're acting like the Gestapo, you idiot.
I saw that incredible.
Yeah, it's not a difficult.
You're stopping
to
a
grasp.
Dude going about his business and asking for his
I'm
papers for no reason. You don't get it.
Richie, I'm from Surry Hills Police, okay? As I've explained to you before, I have reasonable suspicion, okay? To believe that you may have committed an offense in this area, okay? You're walking around, you're nervous, you're apprehensive. This area is known for breaking.
Because a cop walked up to him for no reason.
Your details. At this stage, I'm going to submit you to a search, okay?
That's the last one, though, right, Scotty?
Only happened twice in the history of law enforcement, I'm sure.
I'm afraid not, guys.
So I'm in Helen. And walk into the pre-meet.
And we've all been in Helen.
So this is Helen,
she's
Georgia.
Quiet. She gets around.
Open container, I guess, is against city ordinance and or Helen, Georgia rules. So I'm getting a citation. And letting everybody else know that is on their way down here. If you drink in public, you will be cited. And there is no ifs, ands, or buts about it.
Even though they don't tell you.
They don't tell you, but ignorance of the law is no excuse, so I will side with them on that. However,
why?
It's bullshit.
Ignorance of the law is no excuse is the stupidest fucking argument ever. You're supposed to obey rules that you're not aware of. Like, how does that make sense?
I do think it's kind of lame, but at the end of the day, they got a job to do, so.
Well, I mean,
you
can't say I didn't know murder wasn't a crime, so I killed you, but having an open container is such a minor offense.
Later, I guess.
Don't curse in public.
What?
Don't curse in public,
neither.
Yeah,
I am. This isn't okay.
Can you?
Hey, so Morgan's getting arrested because he just cussed in public. I wasn't sure that was a law.
It's not.
Let's watch all of this happen right now.
You done cussed in Georgia.
You ain't allowed to do this.
You ain't allowed.
I think this is a town, if I remember correctly, it's like a German town kind of thing. So it's like, if you look at the buildings back
there. Oh, it certainly
is. Yeah, it fits.
It does fit. Oh, your
fitting,
papers with
all
the...
Fitting motif for the stupid little Georgia
shit. Oh,
you have
open container? Oh, you must have a summons. Damn.
This fucking microphone thing is on its last legs. I'm just hanging it here from now.
I don't blame
it's
you.
Just dangling now.
So, Paul, that's the end of it, right? That's the end, right?
End of what?
The end of the people being arrested for cursing videos,
of course.
Right?
Yeah, it's only happened three times.
Play the next video, TJ.
And I appreciate James Freeman, dude. Peace to Sewer Dog. God.
Sewer Dog?
He's got a way better beard than me, too.
Eric Grant's the one that fucking got me to be fuck the cops. Fuck them motherfuckers.
Look what you're doing,
fuck
Eric.
Fuck this one. Fuck that one. Fuck them. Fuck them.
Uh-oh.
Fuck you.
Uh-oh. The oinkers are mad.
Oh, he said fuck the police. No, you made a mistake.
Oink, oink.
Uh-oh. And you know what? The police are going to respect his First Amendment, right?
You know who it is.
Another one.
In public to say whatever he wants, of course.
flipping anybody off is protected by the first.
You know I won't give you the time of day.
What's going on today?
Well, leave him alone. Leave him alone.
I'm gonna arrest you now.
Run. What are you doing? Guys, what are you doing?
You're gonna get arrested now, sir.
No, he's not.
You said fuck the police.
What the?
Yeah.
Guys, what
the fuck's being arrested
for? For saying fuck the police.
Oh, okay.
Fuck him.
What the hell is wrong with you guys?
Arrest him, too.
Yeah, arrest this criminal.
Police department. I got a lawyer, you motherfucker. Guys, he's standing on a public sidewalk.
You know who I am, you motherfucker.
Yeah, this is exactly the country I want to live in, where it's just like a triplet team of jackbooted fucking shock troops show up every time somebody throws the bird up. Man, well, wave those stars and stripes.
Well, the context
man.
Was, I think this guy was involved in an accident.
Who cares?
And then the police showed up.
They tackled him because he flipped that cop.
Yeah, that's why they did it. Yes, of course. So, I'm saying, but that's why they were there.
Why
the
fucking?
What is wrong with
you? Oh,
yeah,
light up the whaler. You got a hot one here.
Give us your hands. You have to comply, sir.
Oh, these are some weak-ass fucking cops. Why are you having so much trouble locking this one guy up? It takes three dudes to tackle a dude.
What is there to it, then? What more is there to it?
There's more to it.
They're arresting him for speaking his mind.
Yeah. Yeah, that's... And I love how the old people are like, it's fine, Sonner.
There's more to it than that.
Even if there's a lot more to it.
But what about my hurt pride?
And bullshit, there's more to it. The only time they got out of the vehicle, when he was standing around, they didn't give a shit. They said, fuck the police, and he flipped them off. And suddenly, what's going on today?
Yeah. Oops, all of a sudden, they're interested.
What's up, man? Freedom of speech, Manny DeCastro.
Freedom of speech, man.
Don't call Manny DeCastro.
Yeah, you don't tease me, bro. All right. Well, freedom-loving America, dude.
And the home of the brave.
How about some more prudes, TJ?
I like prudes.
We gotta have more prudes.
Where are they at?
So that's the next video. 1985 news.
All right. Explicitness. It is like going to a porno movie.
Cool.
And seeing everything.
So this is offensive language and imagery and stuff session. From music, TJ.
And the kids are hearing everything.
Cool.
Mary Elizabeth Gore says she was shocked at what she was hearing. Gore is the mother of four and the wife of a United States senator. She's joined.
Gross.
Tipper.
I thought her name was Tipper.
It's Tipper.
Why is it? Is it Mary Elizabeth?
That's like a nickname.
Tipper.
Tipper's like a nickname.
Didn't we hear about her earlier in one of these things? It was
Tipper.
What was it? It was
I think it was. Wasn't the Satanic Panic?
Old like putrid Gore. They were talking about her.
Oh, okay.
Tipper Gore.
Joined with other influential women to form the Parents Music Resource Center.
Gross.
Well, my 11-year-old likes Prince. However, on the album Purple Rain, there is a song called Darling Nikki, which deals with the subject of masturbation, and that is in the lyrics. I did.
That's too offensive.
Not feel that was appropriate for my then 10-year-old child to have purchased.
Then don't. I don't know. Don't let them listen to it, I guess.
Yeah.
I mean, he's still gonna anyway.
But you need some stupid parental counsel to advise parents.
The National PTA is asking record companies to voluntarily label records, tapes, and cassettes
and
that
won.
May be considered obscene.
While the parents' groups are calling for voluntary restraint, some in the industry fear encroachment on the First Amendment.
I'm very concerned that we're talking about some form of censorship here, which I absolutely do not believe in.
A recent hit of Sheena Easton's called Sugar Walls about sexual arousal was yanked from several radio stations.
The decision was, well, let's test it, see what happens. We put it on.
Pretty sure that guy there is possessed by the devil.
Who is the music director for Z100, one of the top radio stations in the New York City area? His programming philosophy, if it's selling, he'll play it, unless he gets complaints.
We received a
That's
number
a
of complaints.
Stupid philosophy.
Yeah, what a sad philosophy.
Complain.
I'm going to play it unless someone complains and I'll stop.
From parents who felt that the record should not be played. So therefore,
so why don't they change the channel?
It just wasn't worth playing it.
It's me, Freddie Snakeskin, here on KROQ-FM.
K-Rock in Pasadena is known in the trade as a progressive rock station.
We're not out here to sell sex. We're out here to play what our audience likes.
The National Association of Broadcasters has stepped into the controversy.
We're trying to tell the owners and the managers of these various broadcast properties to be sensitive to the music that their program directors
this
and
is exactly the guy I want deciding what I can hear.
Yeah, you know,
he
you look at
exactly
that guy, it's
like
a
dude.
Man, I want this dude controlling my tunes, man.
Well, thankfully, this is from 1985, so that's as old as TJ.
To be censorship, then it should be in the home.
And
no, it shouldn't be anywhere.
That's where it should start, and that's where it should end.
But the kids will tell you the parents can't be everywhere.
I don't think the mother can stop the child from listening to the radio or watching TV.
No shit.
Hey, why should they, you know, put a limit to what I want to listen to? It's a free country. We can do whatever we want to do.
My parents, like, don't like, they don't like.
You know, I just realized you never really even hear people say it's a free country anymore.
No.
They'd be fucking fools.
I think we've all, I think the delusion has died.
Yeah. It's a free, it's a semi free, it's a semi free country.
Because I wanna.
It's a free-ish.
We're free-ish.
Even that seems like it's going too far.
Like me listening to the music, but I explain to them that it's like just normal music.
Wow, yeah, you explained the shit out of that.
It's like music.
It's like music, so it's just music, you know? It's music.
Mom and Dad, it's fucking music.
Man, I hate humanity.
Talk about stuff you can't say on TV, TJ.
I like it. What is this? Is it, you want to play the next one?
No, not that. Not this yet.
Not yet? Okay.
We have one more article, and then we're going to actually play that.
Ah, all right.
This is this horrible, the video you have up is those horrible, like, you know, they redub the lines for movies and shit.
Oh, I hate that.
Yeah, that's awful.
Oh, that's going to be fun. All right, so this is the one you want?
Yep, this is it. So, scroll down a little bit. Over the past 50 years, swearing in front of a large audience has shifted from obscenity crime to the norm. While this trend has been underway for decades, the Trump administration is accelerating this change at an unprecedented rate. Whatever with that.
It's hand-wringing over Trump. Like, who cares?
So we'll just skip that first thing, because that's just whatever. So in 1961, comedian Lenny Bruce faced his first charges for obscenity after swearing in a stand-up comedy set. After entering a cycle of being released and arrested, he was finally detained and charged for obscenity in 1964, where he was found guilty. In 1970, Bruce was posthumously pardoned for his charges, indicating the beginning of a shift towards tolerating vulgar language. Okay, that's what we talked about George Carlin before. And those are the seven words you can't say on TV.
Fuck, shit, cunt,
tits,
cocksucker, motherfucker, and tits.
Yeah, I think something like that.
Fuck, shit, cunt, cocksucker, motherfucker. That's only six. Is it ass? Is there ass in there?
Asshole.
Asshole?
Probably is asshole.
Mm. Okay.
So the Supreme Court. Okay, so Carlin's rant on the seven words was central to the FCC versus Pacifica Foundation case, in which the Supreme Court determined that Carlin's language was indecent but not obscene. Limitations can be imposed on language, but this depends on the context of the language. This case led to more lax rules on television.
Oh, it was piss.
Was that?
Piss.
Oh, piss. Led to more lax rules on television between the hours of 10 p.m. and 6 a.m., because this is presumed to be when children are asleep. So when children are asleep, then you could say naughty words.
What is this, like, fucking weird protect the kids from the bad words thing?
I don't
know. It's like
really
the last little bastion, you know, because adults can't credibly claim to be, like, genuinely offended by it anymore. So now they got to get offended on behalf of kids who don't even know how to be offended.
So go up a little bit, TJ. So in 1999, an episode of Chicago Hope said the word shit. Uncensored for the first time in network television history.
Damn.
And of course, I actually remember this one. 2 years later, an episode of South Park aired the title It Hits the Fan, in which they said the word shit uncensored a total of 162 times and displayed it written 38 times for a total of 200 uncensored uses.
Nice.
Comedy Central, the channel that airs South Park, is a cable channel that is more responsible to advertisers than the FCC, but this does not entirely take away from the significance of the event. 200 uses of one of the most indecent words is a milestone, and the lack of consequences shows the progress made towards normalizing and accepting swear words in the national forum. So then, of course, we have the next one, which is Stephen Colbert was reporting on Trump's comment about first-rate pussy.
I mean, that's just like news.
Yeah, on his late night show.
The news is always cussed.
And went on to use the word pussy multiple times without being censored. While it was after 10 p.m., this was uploaded to uploaded to YouTube. Traditional late night talk show hosts would avoid using such vulgarity, especially uncensored. But since the monologue was founded off a direct quote from the President of the United States, Colbert is seemingly absolved of any backlash. Which that is true. During the Watergate scandal, when his tapes came out, basically whatever Nixon said, he said fuck, whatever he said, they actually did print in a number of major newspapers.
Yep, because the president said it.
That's what they basically said. Then the further down the trough, it was a little bit harder. Some similar examples can be seen with Jimmy Kimmel, Conan O'Brien, and multiple cable news channels. Network TV is monitored by the FCC for content that pushes the line from acceptable to offensive to obscene, which is kind of bullshit anyways.
I got in trouble with the FCC once for cussing on public airwaves.
You did?
Yeah, on my fucking CB radio. I've told you guys that story.
Oh, yeah.
The fucking sheriff came to my mom's house and had me come down to the sheriff's office, and there was a fucking FCC agent there and interviewed me about the language I was using on my CB radio.
Damn.
So I was cussing at truckers and stuff as they went by. So, yeah, dude, I've been oppressed. I've been oppressed by the language police,
So,
man.
You know what? The FCC has cracked down. You know, it's hard to fucking say it, but more and more, you can say whatever the fuck you want on television. So, TJ, here's some from back in the day. Some funny TV edits that I found where they redubbed curse words out of movies.
I love these. Before you go anywhere, if you aren't already coming to our meetup, Friday, September 6th, 2019, at the Howling Wolf in New Orleans, Louisiana.
What
the
fuck are you doing with your life? You have two options. You got a $20 option and a $60 option. $60 option is VIP. That means you get to come in like an hour early and chill with us in a smaller group setting.
Free booze.
Wait. Oh, yeah, that's right. Free booze.
For the VIPs, there's
that's
free
true.
Booze.
I mean, how do you turn that down?
Free draft beer. But free well liquor.
Gee, Willikers, Paul, I just turned 18. I surely can't go, right?
No, absolutely. You can go. This is an 18 plus meetup, a highly requested feature that I don't know that we've done many.
Not many.
We've done a couple. So if you're under the drinking age, you just got to get your I'm a Young Kid band on your fucking wrist and you can come right in if you're 18 plus. Come on in. You can watch everybody else get drunk and hang out with a bunch of neckbeards. And lest we forget, this is the time to become a patron. There's more shit on your plate as a Pessimist Productions patron now than at any time in the history. We are about to breach 5,000 patrons, which
but
means...
But, Paul, I am a serial killer and murder people for a living.
We don't
Can
give
I
a
still
shit.
Become a patron?
Absolutely. Your fucking money spends just as well as anybody else's.
Wow. I'm so hungry for content, Paul. Is there lots of content to feast upon?
Well, listen, you could go to the other meager offerings on your plate and on Patreon, or you could come to the fucking buffet. The most fucking content you're going to get from $5 out of any independent creator. And if you want to call me wrong, I challenge you to show me somebody that works harder than these neckbeards to fill your plate with juicy, heaping piles of steaming, cheesy, gravy-covered content week in and week out. In fact, I'll tell you, if we get one complaint from our patrons, it's no more. I can't eat another bite of steaming, delicious content. But you know what? We funnel it down their fucking throats anyway.
No, please, Paul. Not more content.
You eat it, bitch! Come see us in September, September 6th at the Howlin' Wolf. Link down in the description. Become a patron right now. Link down in the description for that, too. Quit living a double life, okay? Come out to your families and friends as a true fucking fan of the best podcast that anyone has ever conceived of, let alone filmed and delivered on a fucking consistent schedule.